There used to be rules. My mother told me once, when I was in my 30s, she couldn't imagine how hard it must be to have choices. In her day, good girls were virgins at their weddings, and that was that. And then the 60s happened, and free love. And then in the 70s, abortion was legal. Without the pregnancy card, the whole game was changed. My mother had rules for everything. Always side with your husband. Be courteous to the help. Tip the mailman and the paperboy at Christmas. Towels are folded in thirds. She knew what to wear and when, what to serve for lunch or brunch or dinner, what to wash in hot or cold. Her sheets were ironed. I was visiting my mother in the mid-80s when she stopped outside the bedroom door. "What do you think?" she asked. "About what?" I wondered. "Did you see?" she asked. I looked around the room. "Look at the bed," she said. So I did. "Look harder," she said. So I did. "I used the top sheet from one set with a different fitted sheet," she declared. "I thought you'd get a kick out of that." I stared at the bed. I stared at my mother. She was positively delighted with her act of rebellion. My mind reeled. How sheltered was she? What did she see when she looked at me? Does she know how I lived as an outcast, a foster child? Nights with no place to sleep, I crashed in shelters, wards, hallways, under bushes, in borrowed sleeping bags. I shagged friends for a place to sleep. But here I was, over 21, and she was wearing an ankle brace, swaying on crutches to stay upright. The whole game was changed. I accepted her gift. "Wow," I answered. "I thought I woke up extra spunky. Now I know why." She turned and crutched down the hallway, giggling. I stood staring at the space where my mother had been.